as globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
Oh, yes, the sun is arising over Missouri, folks. It's time once again for a Show Me Showdown from the great Show Me State here. We got breakfast on the table, coffee brewing on the stove, and there's a revolution in the air. Be a part of it. Welcome to our Thursday, July the 9th, 2009, two-hour broadcast to Become Vocal Local. Coming to you Monday through Friday here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network. That's oraclebroadcasting.com. My name is William Roberts, and I've got good news, hard facts, and workable solutions, perhaps, for you today. Again, with our very special guest, Vicki Davis. You're not going to want to miss a moment of today's two-hour broadcast. If you can't remember the last time you experienced the pursuit of happiness, you're not alone, but you're definitely in the right place at the right time to become vocal local. This is the home of philosophical radicalism, where freedom is popular and remains the best hope for America. Interactive Talk Radio is the name of the game, and to be a part of today's broadcast, you can pick up the phone and call throughout the program. For those with unlimited long-distance access or in the Austin, Texas area, you may call 512-904-8014 to join us live on air and from around America and around the world. You may call in at 866, toll-free, 866-841-1065, and your calls are welcome. And for those without Internet access, listening by any of our affiliate stations and micro-broadcasters, you too can be a part of it. Send your letters to me at William Roberts, Post Office Box 96, out of Exeter, Missouri, 65647. Again, that's Box 96, out of Exeter, Mo, the big Mo to me, 65647. And a big shout-out this morning to Liberty Radio, Owensville, Missouri, Micro 1650 AM, Buffalo, and 94.3 Elgin, Texas. Thank you, gentlemen, for broadcasting Become Vocal Local to your local audiences. The listener calling number remains 866-841-1065, and your calls are welcome. Precious metals and the equities are weak during the Italian G8 summit. The dollar declines. We'll have a brief opening market report. Returning guest Vicki Davis, we're going to talk about the Lisbon Treaty being snubbed by Germany. Perhaps some of you have heard about that. It'll be one of the focuses for the day's broadcast. Of course, we'll take your calls and much more. Let's go into those market reports for Thursday, July the 9th, 2009, active trading out of New York City. As of much later than 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time, I'm tardy this morning. I got up just a little bit late. Gold, nevertheless, was trading up $5.30 from its very, very low closing yesterday, now trading at $914.40. Silver was up but 2 cents, trading at $12.87, below that $13 mark it's enjoyed for a while. Platinum was up $8 at $1,105 an ounce, but again, this is off of all of yesterday's very low closings. Palladium was up $5 so far this morning, trading at $237. Again, a very low figure for palladium. The lows and the highs in the gold spot market, $910.20. Getting down there, knocking on the door of 800s again. $910.20 for the low, $917.90 for a high. The year-on-year progression so far with this $914.40 mark, it reflects a $13.90 loss year-to-year from last year. So you would have lost 1.50% of your investment had you bought, excuse me, on July the 9th of 2008. The London Gold Fix this morning, $914.75. You can see we're just pennies away from the Gold Fix mark right now. The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed up 40 yesterday at 8,178. The NASDAQ was 1747. I didn't pick up the S&P. The crude oil, light sweet crude, so far in this morning is trading up $1.30 to $61.44. So all those predictions and prognostications about $90 oil this summer, they seem to be off the mark. But that's the way it goes in this manipulated crap game that we call the marketplace today. The U.S. dollar index, the USDX, off 61 basis points at 80.08 as the G8 summit is underway in Lisbon. Oh, we're not Lisbon, but we'll be back in a moment, folks, for more to come as soon as I wake up. Be right.
Aerial spray, chemtrails, the modified atmosphere. Heavy metals and pesticides, carcinogens and chemical fibers all falling from the sky. You have a choice to keep your body clean. Detoxify with microplant powder from hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. It's odorless and tasteless and used in any liquid or food. Protect your family now with microplant powder. Cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, and toxins. Order it now for daily intake and stock it now for long-term storage. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Hey folks, I've got a question for you. Do you force yourself out of bed each morning and drag throughout the day? Do you grab for that sugar pick-me-up only to later crash and feel even more tired? Well, I've got the solution for you. Put a zip in your day and zap your appetite. Reclaim your get-up-and-go with Zip and Zap. Let me tell you what you'll notice in immediate benefits. It ramps up your workouts. Well, if you work out. Turns off your hunger, elevates your mood, helps you to resist fattening foods, and gives you a smooth flow of energy with no crash. The testimonials? Colin in Illinois lost 30 pounds in 8 weeks, didn't work out. Susie in Missouri, 10 pounds in 20 days, she didn't work out. Anna in California did work out and went from a size 14 to a size 4 in 90 days. If you want results like this, working out or not, order Zip and Zap now and also ask about Lametco International's first line of defense products. Tell him Michael Herzog sent you. Call 1-800-933-2565. That's 1-800-933-2565.
Amazon.com has become a leader in online retail and is a place where people can find and discover virtually anything they want to buy. Amazon offers thousands of products including
books, movies, and music,
full range of electronics,
computer and office,
sports and outdoors,
dry storable and organic foods,
health and wellness,
survival and tactical gear,
home and garden, and much more.
Amazon not only offers over 10,000 online products, but also operates retail websites and offers programs that enable you to sell your products online.
By making your purchases through Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com, a portion of each purchase goes to the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Find great prices on hard-to-find items and help support Oracle Broadcasting at the same time. That website again is Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Thursday, July the 9th, 2009, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local as we get all the frogs organized in my throat. I did the big bad deed last night and I forgot to set my alarm clock, but fortunately I woke up in plenty of time to do the broadcast, but I'm still getting my vocal cords tuned up. Anyway, let's finish out this market report. We started it in the opening segment. We see that gold is trading up a little bit, up $5.30. Not very high number, though, $914.40. That's still quite low. And silver moved up 2 cents at $12.87. You know, at 13 cents below the $13 mark. We've been touching $14 for some time, so everything is down today. Let's look at the foreign exchange rates and then get on to the rest of the business. The Canadian dollar today is at 87 cents. The Mexican peso trades still at 7 cents. The euro, the big winner here still, $1.40. The British pound also strong, up strongly, 1.15% up overnight, $1.63 U.S. And if you want to buy Swiss francs in that great marketplace called the Global Marketplace, it'll cost you 92 cents a piece for your Swiss francs. You know, we have had many visits now with Vicki Davis. I always enjoy having her come on the air with us. She's got so much information. The other day she sent me an email, and she sent me a news article here out of the BNP News, filed under National News. The headline is, "No Democratic Legitimacy, EU in Crisis as Implications of Court German Ruling Hit Home." So you look at an article like that, you know, the headline, I thought, well, what is this? What is she sending me this for anyway? But it's a lengthy article. It's a very interesting article. But there are lots of things happening that may have the European Union concept not on the ropes, definitely compromised. So without further ado, let me bring up Vicki. And Vicki Davis, good morning to you. Good morning indeed.
Good morning, Will. When I read that email about the German court ruling, I about came out of my chair. I mean, I wanted to cheer because it has to do with the legitimacy of the European Union. And while, you know, most people in this country would say, well, what does that have to do with us? Has everything to do with us because our history is so intertwined with Europe and the development of the European Union that, I mean, we've been running along, we've been behind it, first of all, and our political processes have been running parallel because their objective is to create a world governance structure, and of course the European Union is integral to that.
It surely is, you know, and folks, it really does. This goes back well over 100, we can go back 150 years to the time of August Comte when he styled his Republic of the West in his work on the positive polity, his system of positive government or politics, which was then carried out further in his system of positive philosophy and his catechism for the positive religion. But you can go back to John Dee, and I think we can go back even much further than that and just keep right on going, this idea of a global government and establishing one. But I think, Vicki, where it really started to come into play was with the creation of the European Coal and Steel Union, where they started blurring boundaries and creating this European trading bloc, if you will. And that in prior to then in the World War One, with the idea, the failed idea of a League of Nations, and then coming into and out of World War Two with the establishment of the United Nations, you know, then the European Union, and now we've got a problem. We've got a problem with the European Union. It's not all buddy buddy, palo palo, and Germany is flexing its muscles once again.
Right. Well, the idea for the European Union, as you say, they've been developing it since the turn of the century or even before that. But this Lisbon Treaty that the German High Court ruled on, I believe, was to be like the last step to create the political union of Europe. And I have the stages of development here that were published by the European Union, and you'll be able to compare that to what is happening in our country also.
Okay. Before we go into the full meal deal, we've got a couple of terms on the table here that the audience may not be aware of. One of them, of course, is the Lisbon Treaty itself. What is that? If you can just briefly, what is that? And why would we care?
The European Union was created through a series of treaties going back to, let's see, the earliest one that I can think of, well, besides the coal and steel, but I mean, you know, the formalization of the European Union structure basically began with a Treaty of Rome, I think.
Yeah, what about 1917 or something? I could be mistaken on the date.
Treaty of Rome, I think, was 1957.
Okay, there was a 7 in there. I just got the wrong digits. Okay.
Yeah. But through a series of treaties, they've built up this organization called the European Union. And with each treaty, all of the countries that are participating cede a little bit of sovereignty. The way that they put it in some of the documents is that they share sovereignty, but of course that's absurd. You know, they cede sovereignty to this growing cancerous thing called the European Union. And the Treaty of Lisbon is the final step to transfer almost full legislative authority to the European Union, which makes the German and well, all of the national parliaments, but where the complaint about it arose is in Germany. So it basically makes the German parliament a puppet entity, you know, powerless because it cedes power over to the European Union.
And well, I found a YouTube video last night when I was banging through the browsers trying to find some information on this for today's broadcast. It was a 2-minute YouTube clip that was put out by, I think, We Are Change Ireland. They had a Dutch minister of parliament come over and talk to him, and what he was demonstrating and showing to the group in this very brief video was that the Lisbon Treaty is not actually a treaty, but what it is it's many, many, many hundreds of pages of amendments to thousands, he said. I don't know whether that's true, whether there's 3,000 treaties, many, many, many other treaties that had come before it. And to actually, when I went up and tried to read the Lisbon Treaty, of course, it was like reading from this H.R. 2454, this bill that I've been talking about. It is just chock-a-luck full of amendments, and the comment that this member of parliament, Dutch gentleman, statement that he made was that you can't understand the Lisbon Treaty and just read it, because you would have to do an insertion. You have to look at the clauses in the Lisbon Treaty, then go to the treaty that was being amended, read that, read it in context, and there's been a real reluctance on the part of the EU to put this out in a compendium. So anyway, folks, we'll pick it up right there on the other side. Stay with us. It's going to get interesting. Be right back.
Now on DVD, my newest documentary film, The Secret Rite, Volume 1. I'm Josh Reeves, and for the almost 2 years, I have researched the secret right-wing group known as the Council for National Policy. This film explores for the first time the hidden hand that controls the religious and military aims of the American right wing, with such topics as Iran-Contra, the John Birch Society, eugenics, the Vatican controllers, Christian Zionists, the Bohemian Grove, the Patriot Movement, and more. More powerful than the Council on Foreign Relations, more secretive than the Bilderberg Group, The Secret Rite Volume 1 goes where no other film has dared to go. Get your copy today at secretrightmovie.com. That's www.secretrightmovie.com. And find out what you haven't been told about the New World Order.
We're going into the Ukraine today. We've taken all our politics before. We can do it again.
You invest. You buy insurance. You wear your seatbelt. You do things to ensure your family's future and protection. But why? Just in case? With the current state of affairs, ask yourself, am I ready? Preparation starts at SurvivalGearSource.com. SurvivalGearSource.com has a huge selection of vital products, emergency survival kits, gas masks, MREs, products for pet care, your car, home, office, and school. Protect against pandemics, all natural disasters, and terror attacks that can happen at any time. If you're not prepared, the last place you want to be is standing in a FEMA line. Invest in your future now. Visit SurvivalGearSource.com or call 877-231-1925. That's 877-231-1925. SurvivalGearSource.com. That's SurvivalGearSource.com. 877-231-1925. SurvivalGearSource.com. Prepare for tomorrow now, and for a free gift on your first order, enter coupon code ORACLE at checkout. Don't forget, preparation starts at SurvivalGearSource.com.
Hey folks, it's Tony Pax from the Animal Farm Radio Show, and I want to tell you about the company Totally Wicked. Totally Wicked is the leading online worldwide supplier of electronic cigarettes. An electronic cigarette, or e-cigarette, is an alternative to smoked tobacco products such as cigarettes, cigars, or pipes. It is a battery-powered device that provides inhaled doses of nicotine by delivering a vaporized liquid nicotine solution. In addition to nicotine delivery, this vapor also provides a flavor and physical sensation similar to that of inhaled tobacco smoke, even though no tobacco smoke or combustion is actually involved in its operation. Totally Wicked's products not only help a person to regulate their nicotine intake and creates a vapor resembling smoke, but it also looks like a cigarette, thereby helping the user with the psychological and physical habit of holding a regular cigarette. To find out more about the great products that Totally Wicked has to offer, please visit totallywicked-eliquid.com or email them at info@totallywicked-eliquid.com.
Thank you.
And we've returned once again right here on Become Vocal Local, speaking with our guest, Vicki Davis, almost getting to be a co-host. Vicki, love it. We're talking about the Lisbon Treaty. We're talking about the impact that the German Constitutional Court's recent ruling, and this is very, very recent, the impact that it's going to have on this treaty. And as we're going into the break, Vicki, I was sharing with the audience that this particular treaty, this Lisbon Treaty, is a compendium of amendments to many other treaties that are out there. And so by changing the color, I guess you will, the constitutional interpretation of this treaty, it has a broad sweeping impact, not on, only on all of these other treaties, but it puts puts Germany in a stronger position and weakens that European Union. So let's go back and pick it up there with the historical underpinnings of this and then just develop it from there, if you would, please.
Uh-huh. Okay, well, first, let me give you the stages of development of the European Union because they become important in understanding the German court's decision on the Lisbon Treaty. The stages of development were first to create a free trade area, second, a customs union, third, a common market, fourth, an economic union, and then fifth, a political union. And the Lisbon Treaty is, of course, at the point where they're creating the political union, which basically dissolves the national sovereignty of the nations of Europe. And because this development of the European Union has been done by pretty much stealth, the real objectives have been hidden by the people because if hidden from the people, because if you said to a German or somebody from France or an Englishman, we're going to eliminate your national sovereignty and create this a national government, I don't think that most of the people in Europe would have agreed to it.
Well, I think we could use a similar or an analogy there in the creation of this security and prosperity partnership of North America, or building the North American community, or the free trade area of the Americas, to just go out and spring it on the people in the way that they did, created an enormous furor both in the Canadian blogosphere and across America in the alternative media network. So we can see that that concept doesn't work, but this is how they boiled the little frog of Europe in this pot of gradualism, bringing this thing out little by little by little.
That's exactly right, and that's why I wanted to bring up the stages of development, because that's the same thing that they did here in this country, and that's, you know, the activities in Europe going on to create this political union were the same things that have been going on in this country, but it was done through economic means by stealth. And so what the European Union is, it's not really a government per se, it's an association. And that's one of the points that the German court made, is that it is an association that they are trying to redefine as a governing structure. But because of the countries that led the creation of the European Union, they, of course, don't want to give up the power that they have accumulated in building the European Union. And so what they did is that they came up with a voting algorithm that is not based on population, so it violates the democratic principle of one man, one vote, which is called for in the German Constitution.
And we really need to understand that, folks. When we talk about suffrage, you know, it's really difficult to look at Europe in any other eye than the success of the advance of socialism. And socialism was based upon this idea of universal suffrage, one man, one vote, that kind of a social democracy type of a situation. That's not how this country was established originally. That's what we've become as a result of the influences of the Fabian socialists, the European socialists, and other places. But for many people, they look at this one man, one vote thing as almost sacrosanct or godlike, and yet there is a very strong reason to have brought that in, to bring low governments and to bring low capitalism and to bring up socialism. So here in Germany, especially with the Christian Social Democrats and the Democratic Christian Socialist and, you know, all the various and sundry green parties and all of that, the labor groups, and there it's very, very socialist. There are a couple of nationalist parties that are rising. But if you, you know, dig in deep, as we like to say, cut any communist and a socialist bleeds, and you cut the strong nationalists, and oftentimes socialists are bleeding there. So there's all of this that it's tied up in this, but it is going to go in our favor if the European Union, if the Euro, the Eurozone starts to crumble a little bit. It will give us a lot more strength here in the Western Hemisphere to maintain national sovereignties.
Well, actually, I would like to see the whole international structure crumble, because it's the associations that were created were basically driven by corporations, because it all revolved around trade. And so it's a fascist system right from the get-go, where you have corporations working with government create this union with the idea in mind of breaking national sovereignty.
And you know, so we're really making this transition between sovereign independent states with their own governments to a transboundary or a transnational system of governance, and there is the real rub.
Yeah, and so what's happening in Europe, you know, with this Lisbon Treaty affects us, because it's basically the same people doing the same thing in our country. It's just that in Europe, they're probably maybe 7 or 8 or 10 years ahead of us in terms of their treaties and their agreements. So if this German court decision makes the thing collapse, then, you know, it will be good for us in the long run. Actually, it will be good for all of the people in the world, I believe.
Yes, and I think that the We Are Change video was created for that. We Are Change is Ireland was created to support that. Ireland has been objecting to this EU thing for all the way through it. And there have been others that have said no at various stages and steps. But with this ruling, this court ruling, again, there's just lots of places out there that you can go and look at it, folks. I have lengthy articles in front of me, and later in the broadcast we can go into them. But let's go ahead and continue developing the background or the backstory, if we can, so that when we do start talking about some of the more of the nuts and bolts, Vicki, the audience will be on board with us.
Yeah, well, it's actually started, you know, with World War One, and in 1923, an Austrian Count Kudenhove Kalergi, I'm sure I massacred his name.
That we do that here regularly.
He founded the Pan-European movement, and then in 1926, he created the first Pan-European Congress.
All right, let's hold it right there on the Pan-European Congress. We'll pick it up on the other side of this break, folks. Stay with us. Be right back.
You are now listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.
How would you like to cook any meal using no electricity or gas, and cook your meals off the grid?
Well, now you can, thanks to the Survival Oven. The Survival Oven is the most amazing off-grid solar oven that can cook anything that a conventional oven can without the energy bills. By condensing sunlight, the Survival Oven can produce temps up to 350 degrees, cook delicious and nutritious meals, sterilize water, dehydrate food, and so much more, all at zero operating costs. The Survival Oven can be used year-round, even in the coldest sub-zero temperatures, and is a must for emergency preparedness and even everyday use. Visit SurvivalOven.com to get your very own Survival Oven. Order the Survival Oven now, and we'll get you started with two cooking pots and a recipe booklet absolutely free. At less than 10 pounds, you can take Survival Solar Oven with you anywhere. Call 877-642-1553 or go to SurvivalOven.com. That's SurvivalOven.com.
PureBulk.com has more than 120 nutritional products, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts, including advanced life extension nutrition. Find great products like atomic iodine, oil of oregano, spirulina algae, niacin, performance amino acids, herbal extracts, skin care, and heart health nutrition. PureBulk.com products have no fillers, no additives, no hype, and no fancy retail packaging. Just the highest quality bulk nutrition at wholesale pricing. You can also save 50 to 90% off retail nutritional prices when buying bulk wholesale powders and capsules. Shop securely online at purebulk.com or call 406-251-3270. That number again, 406-251-3270. Use the coupon code iodine and receive a 1 gram atomic iodine sample with any order. That's a 150-day RDA supply of atomic iodine absolutely free. Find out more online at purebulk.com.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And so as we were going into the break, Vicki was sharing with us about the development of these various pan-union or pan-Union congresses or Europe congresses. But before we go back right to that, because during the break, Vicki, and that's the problem with the breaks, my brain continues to run, but and now my mouth is running. But nevertheless, at the same time, go back, folks, and think about the Monroe Doctrine, which was an unusual thing. This was the development of a Western hemispheric protection system by the United States. And then think about the development of Reuters News Service and laying the first transatlantic cable to control the flow of news. And everyone had to take things off the wire as we were growing up. Vicki, we would talk about ripped off, hot off the wire, as everyone would talk about. Well, it's coming off these wire services. And so we think that in Europe it developed one way, you know, independently, and that in the United States it develops one way, and in Asia it's developing, you know, all by itself, and all these are aha experiences for the people involved. Actually, it's a global agenda. And so let's go back now and with the idea, folks, that all of this is at the same time it's developing in Europe, it's also developing in the Western Hemisphere. I mean, for goodness sakes, there was the Pan-American Union, there's the Pan-American Airlines. Much of this is happening even in the same time periods, but let's continue right there and repeat how this chain started.
Okay, well, as a matter of fact, I was just going to say, in 1826, Simon Bolivar, down in South America, convened a hemispheric conference to begin the process of building a sense of community, the Pan-American community.
Yeah.
And then in 1888, Secretary of State James Blaine convened the first Inter-American Conference for the purposes of considering a hemispheric customs union. So it is a global agenda, and we have been running parallel with the European Union. And where it really got started, you know, with building the European Union was after World War II. And I found a document, a declassified State Department report that had the content, the plans laid out for the European Recovery Plan. And basically, our National Security Council, the National Security State, was built to be the puppeteers of the, or the marionettes, you know, that would play both sides of the ocean to bring about unions on both sides of the ocean.
And
the European Union over there, the North American Union over here.
Let me just throw this in as well, too, because we do have young audience on here on Oracle Broadcasting that are listening. Some of them have turned their backs on the public education, the public school system early in their lives. But when we're talking about, you know, the 1800s, folks, especially when we're talking about anything 1875 forward, just realize that we're only 100 and some 12 years or something distant from that. And just the other day, Lee Rogers reported on the recent death of I think it was Robert McNamara, died at 96 years old. So 1888 to now, you know, we're looking at just a little about almost 120 years. Some of these actors and stakeholders and these marionettes and wire pullers, these people are intergenerational. We know that. And so many of those that started this system, their sons or daughters are now in their 40s and 50s, and they're running the world. They're the new world leaders, but they're just taking over from where their parents started. I just want to throw that in to get some perspective. We're not talking about ancient history here.
Right. Well, that's important. I mean, my grandfather was born in 1888, so that's not that far, you know.
Yeah, as a young man, he could have been a newsboy for one of these wire services, a courier, a young ambassador, somebody that is going over to finish their education in Oxford and getting influenced by all of these people. So 100 years back is not ancient history.
Not at all. You know, a lot of this, none of this history, I didn't know anything about it until I started doing this research. And then, you know, you begin to see the convergences in the history. And now when something's happening in our country, you know, I look at the UN and see that, you know, the UN is implementing it, and it's being implemented in all the countries in the world. So really, we've been isolated. We've been kept in a bubble in this country, and we don't even know our own history, and or how much the UN is used to direct the agenda in both Europe and in our country and all the countries in the world. And it seems that there is a consortium of people. I don't know if it's the Bilderbergs, probably the Bilderbergs, because I heard them referred to as the wise men, and I've heard the wise men referred to as the driving force behind all of this global agenda.
Well, there's a lot to that. If we can remember, folks, that the black nobility of Europe, basically, there's a nobility. There are people that have have visited into the dominion or the domain of divine right of kings or families. There's whole chains of families. There's hundreds of thousands of people around the world that are related to kings and queens and so on and so forth. And they've been snubbed, if you will, through the rise of commercialism, the rise of mercantilism. They were put in power in many places as we transitioned from the feudal lords and manors and the manorial system and the three-field thing, not to revisit too much. We've got hours and hours and hours in the archives. You can go back and listen to this detail. But these people, the black nobility, if you will, don't like the idea that they are not in positions of pure power and leadership. And so they do everything that they can do through corporations to regain those reins of power. And so we think of the captains of finance and industry separate from this nobility. And there we make a major mistake, because they had amazing amounts of wealth and land holdings then. They have amazing amounts of wealth and land holding now, and the corporations are rising up, and through the process of monopolizing or monopoly capitalism, they are gaining control of the production and distribution of all things globally. All of this stuff, all of these layers of the onion just make things more and more complex. But yes, indeed, in fact, we've got these various unions now where we're coming back under one big tent. And so we find ourselves with this Lisbon Treaty being blocked by Germany in a very clever way, basically, where Germany is asserting its sovereignty, and they don't like, and nor do many of the trading partners in the European Union, they don't like this idea of one vote per country. That was the big scheme of the United Nations. And remember, folks, when when England gave up all of its, so to speak, all of its colonies and all of that, they didn't give, just like with the United States of America, Adam Smith said, set your colonies free. You set the colonies free, but you retain the monetary, the bank. You keep the bank. And so then you can control them through their bank and through their commerce. And so this is what's been going on. But when we go out to vote at the United Nations level, the United States has one vote, and other countries have one vote. But England, because it has the purse strings of Canada and every place else around, the Queen, the Mary Old Queen, the Crown and Parliament assembled, they have hidden voting power, unbelievable voting power, where they can basically just vote their way in the UN. They have the same potential in the EU, but they've stayed back. Notice that. They've stayed back out of that because they really want it. They are the puppeteers. They really want to control the thing. So they're giving everybody this idea in Europe that, oh, you know, you have this great thing going. But at the same time, we've got these wire pullers behind the scenes. And I think most of the people who listen to this audience are aware of that. But I just want to throw all that in. We've got about another 30 seconds or so, Vicki, so I hate to throw it back in your court with that. But
That's okay. I just wanted to tell people that I have a webpage that it's called, the name of the story is called The Biggest Big Lie, and it has this history of the State Department and the National Security State in the building of the European Union after World War II, and it's a very interesting history, I think.
And we'll give that URL out again on the other side, but it's channelingreality.com, channelingreality.com. Look for the story, The Biggest Big Lie. We'll be right back after this 3-minute break. Stay with us.
Are you one of the people who think, I have plenty of time, nothing's ever going to happen bad to me? Do you believe that when your cupboards are bare, our corporate-controlled government will jump right in to feed you and yours? Do you have at least a year's supply of food for your family? This is Kurt, the armchair survivalist, heard on this network. Survival Enterprises sells real food, canned for long-term storage. Beef, chicken, turkey, bacon, butter, cheese, eggs, freeze-dried fruits and vegetables, Mountain House freeze-dried meals, MREs, a full nutritional line, the British Birkfeld water filter, and more. If you want to prepare now, go to beforeitstoolate.us. That's beforeitstoolate.us. Or call 1-800-753-1981. That's 1-800-753-1981. Or you can put your head in the sand and be just another sheeple in the corporate-controlled flock. But remember, those who don't learn from history are bound to repeat it.
In this
2-disc DVD, Obama, Cloning, and the Coming Space War. Freeman takes you on a roller coaster ride of ancient technology and conspiracy, outlining the Obama administration's movement towards a military space program. Freeman will challenge your very sight as he postulates the theory that our first family may be clones of ancient pharaohs. Explore revelations of Lucifer, occult rituals hidden as political speech, and the acceleration of the weaponization of space for the coming world war. Who is this man we call the president? Will he cause a constitutional crisis? What's hidden within his name and his statements? Is Obama the Antichrist predicted by Nostradamus? Or are things much stranger than they appear? Obama, Cloning, and the Coming Space War. This video will leave you staggered as to how all these possibilities could come true in one moment of time. Be ahead of the curve. Freeman makes projections that could alter the course of history. Get Obama, Cloning, and the Coming Space War now at FreemanTV.com. That's FreemanTV.com.
Loan modifications don't work, at least not without some leverage from a forensic audit by mortgage fraud examiners. Have your payments skyrocketed under an adjustable rate mortgage? Have you been laid off or had your hours cut? Are balloon payments coming due? Congress and the White House are pinning their hopes on homeowners renegotiating their mortgages to stop the housing crisis. Trouble is, the banks are saying no 80% of the time. That's where Mortgage Fraud Examiners comes in. They perform forensic loan audits and appraisals to find legal deficits in your mortgage. They estimate that up to 85% of all mortgages have legal problems. Banks and lenders suddenly start cooperating if faced with a lawsuit for violating lending laws or appraisal fraud. You could gain some powerful ammunition to use for mortgage fraud examiners. Get more information at www.mortgagefraudexaminers.com or call 800-540-EXAM. That's 800-540-3926.
And we're back once again, and just off the trumpet.com, there's an article here. It says, the German Constitutional Court ruled Tuesday of last week, that would be last week, that the Lisbon Treaty does conform with Germany's constitution, but that it can only be ratified once the German parliament has greater oversight of decisions made by the European Union. This yes, but decision significantly.
That is a huge but in there.
Isn't it something? It's like, you know, little children, you know, they're over there bickering and fighting them. Yeah, but, you know, mommy, yeah, but, you know. But this yes, but decision significantly changes the relationship between the EU and Germany. So let's just continue. But before we do, I got to do this one more time because we just crammed it in at the end there. www.channelingreality.com, folks, is Vicky's website. www.channelingreality.com. There's enough information and research that'll keep you busy there for weeks. And the article that you're looking for there is called The Biggest Big Lie. The Biggest Big Lie. And that'll get you on page with what we're discussing here. So let's pick it up there, Vicki, and continue this yeah, but idea and the beginning of this thing. We've got a whole other hour to go into it, so we can take our time.
Well, okay. The way an analogy that I would use for that is that if you're 5 years old and your dad is 6'5" and he says, "Yes, you can go outside and play, but first you have to beat me up." You know, it's an impossible kind of thing.
Exactly.
You know, and that's the kind of yes but decision that the German court did. It's huge that they said that. The European Constitution, which is the Lisbon Treaty, is undemocratic, and it must be fixed to maintain German sovereignty before you can ratify it. So that says basically you can't ratify it, because that's the idea of it, is to eliminate German sovereignty.
Yeah, so it opens up a whole new can of worms in Europe at just the very time that the new world order, the globalist regime, is under attack from all directions, financially, politically. The climate change process that they're absolutely dependent upon is under attack. I found even in the Lisbon Treaty, there's a whole section on climate change involved in this. You know, folks, this is not a local issue. This is a global initiative being implemented. But let's pick it up there and just keep right on going, Vicki.
Well, okay, the difference in the Constitution, the European Union Constitution, and our Constitution, it's an inverted philosophy. Our Constitution was written to limit the powers of government. So it basically says what the government can do, and that's all they can do. The European Union Constitution says what the government must do for you. And so that's where you get the socialism in there, because it supposedly it was based on Roosevelt's four freedoms, but because, well, let me find this, I just had it here. Oh, the four freedoms, Roosevelt's four freedoms. The first freedom is freedom of speech and expression everywhere in the world. The freedom of every person to worship God in his own way. The freedom from want, which of course means health, wealth, and happiness, whatever, peace. And the fourth freedom is the freedom from fear, which means the reduction in armaments. But how the European Union translated that, the four freedoms of the European Union, they have a picture of capital, goods, people, and services. And, of course, the reason for that is because since the whole thing came about through the economic route, and corporations are basically setting the agenda, everything has been translated into, instead of a theory of government and citizens, there is a theory of corporations providing services to consumers. And so, you know, they want to make sure that you have all of these things guaranteed, but that means that other people have to contribute to give you those things. But the real agenda of the corporations, of course, is to keep you consuming.
That's right. That's right. We're sustaining development, you know, basically. And in order to sustain development, you've got to create market for product. And in order to create market for product, you go through the public relations campaigns, advertising, and all of that aspect. You tell people what they need and what they want and what they think. They respond to that. Corporations prosper in that environment. And so it really turns the whole system of Republican government or representative government on its head. And government basically is the tail that's getting wagged by corporations. But, of course, that goes back to how this whole parliamentary system was established originally. But definitely the four freedoms, you know, I've read them many times and on air as well. But then you turn that freedom from fear around, and you look at what Roosevelt did, basically asking Congress to give him power even to control fear, you know, as broad sweeping as if we were at war, to combat this specious idea of fear, from which then we get all this notion of security and safety.
Well, the buildup of the security state in the United States has me absolutely terrorized.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, so the whole agenda is completely schizophrenic from beginning to end, and it's deceptive, and I was going to say something else, and it just...
Well, it's psychopathic, and that's for sure. You know, and the people that are running it are definitely, if not... psychopathic. They definitely have some kind of a mental disturbance. Their worldview is vastly different from John Q. Average's worldview, but unfortunately, through the education system, our realities have been built largely by others unbeknownst to us. And so we walk around in this dizzy daze, thinking and acting, and yet our thoughts and our actions have been almost pre-programmed for us. So we go back to those wire pullers again. They're playing on all of the emotional basket. They're playing on all of the natural law. they've arrogated it unto themselves, and they return it as various handouts and privileges and so on and so forth. So we see that coming. And with this particular ruling, Germany, at least, is standing up and saying, yeah, but.
Yeah, and that's a good thing for the, I mean, it's a fabulous thing for the world, because I remembered what I was going to say. The absolute arrogance, the hubris of these people that think that they can have a global system where one size fits all, where they can say which light bulbs you use. I mean, that was the one of the arguments in this Lisbon case was that the European Union could dictate what kind of light bulbs you use, you know, just like they did here in the United States with these mercury-laden light bulbs. And the decision of the European Parliament would override the German Parliament. And because the distribution of the votes within the European Parliament is not one man, one vote, it denies the German citizens full representation in the European Parliament to express their will in the Parliament.
That's right. This ruling puts Germany's constitutional court above the European Union and the European Union's court, as it should. Again, it restores, in a way, at least it's beginning to restore, it opens the door for the restoration of the notion that governments are instituted among men to secure the blessings of life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness or property, and not the other way around. So it's landmark, and when you sent it to me, you know, I looked at it and thought, well, yeah, you're absolutely right. This is huge, this is important, and it's worthy of some airtime. Now, we're going to go into this into the top of the hour break, Vicki. And when we come back, audience, in the second hour, we'll continue along this line. If anyone has a question or comment, you want to jump in, you're certainly welcome to. I am today watching the call screen better than I did yesterday. We lost a caller towards the end of the broadcast. Don't wait until the last moment. Please feel free to call in. It's 866-841-1065. We'll be back in a few moments after the top of the hour break with our special guest, Vicki Davis.
Aerial spray, chemtrails, the modified atmosphere, heavy metals and pesticides, carcinogens and chemical fibers all falling from the sky. You have a choice to keep your body clean. Detoxify with microplant powder from hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. It's odorless and tasteless and used in any liquid or food. Protect your family now with microplant powder. Cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, and toxins. Order it now for daily intake and stock it now for long-term storage. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Hey, folks, I've got a question for you. Do you force yourself out of bed each morning and drag throughout the day? Do you grab for that sugar pick-me-up only to later crash and feel even more tired? Well, I've got the solution for you. Put a zip in your day and zap your appetite. Reclaim your get-up-and-go with Zip and Zap. Let me tell you what you'll notice in immediate benefits. It ramps up your workouts. Well, if you work out. Turns off your hunger, elevates your mood, helps you to resist fattening foods, and gives you a smooth flow of energy with no crash. The testimonials? Colin in Illinois lost 30 pounds in 8 weeks, didn't work out. Susie in Missouri, 10 pounds in 20 days. She didn't work out. Anna in California did work out and went from a size 14 to a size 4 in 90 days. If you want results like this, working out or not, order Zip and Zap now and also ask about Lametco International's first line of defense products. Tell them Michael Herzog sent you. Call 1-800-933-2565. That's 1-800-933-2565.
As America limps on its lost legs, a pillar of truth has risen. You're listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
And we have returned once again for our second hour of Thursday's July the 9th, 2009, two-hour broadcast to Become Vocal Local. We come to you Monday through Friday here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network. My name is William Roberts, joined again today by our special guest, Vicki Davis. Vicki's starting to get a cap around here as a co-host on Tuesdays and Thursdays. I so value the information that she brings to the air and the information that you can find on her website, which is www.channelingreality.com. Vicki's been doing research for a long time, and a lot of it replete with all of the various textual material and the research documents that she's based her writings upon. She's made it openly known that she doesn't style herself as a great journalist or a writer or an analyst. She just finds the things that she finds. She reports and she gives her opinion as she's going through writing, and these documents are invaluable in my opinion. But we're talking today about the Lisbon Treaty, Germany saying yeah but or yes but to the Lisbon Treaty, and it really puts the Germans constitutional court above the European Union, and it creates a barrier or a block. But if you can all remember Margaret Thatcher, she's go back there to the time even well before Ronald Reagan in that time period. But Margaret Thatcher, here's a quote, was right about the EU experiment in a speech she gave in America back in October of 1995, not so many years ago. Here's the quote, "You have not anchored Germany to Europe. You have anchored Europe to a newly dominant, unified Germany. In the end, my friends, you'll find it will not work." So, deja vu all over again. Germany is unified and strong, and now it's feeling its strength. You know, it took a whole heap and a gob of propaganda to get the American people to go to war against Germany. And so we're seeing now that Germany is perhaps healing some of its wounds that were inflicted by the Versailles Treaty and other injustices, in my mind, by the global community as we sought to redefine the map of Europe and make the world safe for socialism. But nevertheless, back to you, Vicki. I've interrupted about a dozen times. We're trying to go through the initial history, the chain, if you will, the chronology of this European Union. Let's continue there. We'll come into a break, and we'll pick it up again after the first break.
Well, this might make some people upset, but from what I've seen, the UK, Britain, is the one that started all of this, and they're the ones that have been, you know, trying to be the world empire. The sun never sets on the British Empire, you know, throughout history.
Absolutely. I mean, you're so right on that. You know, here I am again. You know, this is why I like to have Vicki on with me, because I wouldn't say this or, you know, make these comments necessarily on air if they weren't prompted, and she prompts me really well. But absolutely, you're absolutely right, Vicki. What was happening in Germany was that they were building a merchant fleet par excellence. They were carrying more tonnage than England could even dream of. They could put all of England's cargo in just half of their fleet. England was feeling the pinch in the pocketbook, and they were looking at Germany as a target. And so we just kind of got led into all of this nonsense once again by jolly old England. We should have, you know, dropped that baggage into the middle of the Atlantic Ocean 230 years ago, but we haven't. We still have this entangling foreign alliance, friends in peace and enemies in war, blah, blah, blah. Well, we're paying the consequences, folks. So anyway, with all due respect to all of those that are looking for freedom in England, we have some real serious problems with the City of London and the Crown and Parliament assembled. And that is for sure. We're going to go into another break here, Vicki. When we come back, we'll pick it up. But folks, there's lots of things that we can learn from history and that help us to understand the present and to visualize the future where we need to be very soon. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Amazon.com has become a leader in online retail. It is a place where people can find and discover virtually anything they want to buy. Amazon offers thousands of products, including
books, movies, and music,
full range of electronics,
computer and office,
sports and outdoors,
dry storable and organic foods,
health and wellness,
survival and tactical gear,
home and garden, and much more.
Amazon not only offers over 10,000 online products, but also operates retail websites and offers programs that enable you to sell your products online.
By making your purchases through Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com, a portion of each purchase goes to the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Find great prices on hard-to-find items and help support Oracle Broadcasting at the same time. That website again is Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com.
Now on DVD, my newest documentary film, The Secret Rite, Volume 1. I'm Josh Reeves, and for the almost 2 years, I have researched the secretive right-wing group known as the Council for National Policy. This film explores for the first time the hidden hand that controls the religious and military aims of the American right wing, with such topics as Iran-Contra, the John Birch Society, eugenics, the Vatican controllers, Christian Zionists, the Bohemian Grove, the Patriot Movement, and more. More powerful than the Council on Foreign Relations, more secretive than the Bilderberg Group, The Secret Rite Volume 1 goes where no other film has dared to go. Get your copy today at secretrightmovie.com. That's www.secretrightmovie.com. And find out what you haven't been told about the New World Order.
We're going into the oppression today. We've taken our promise before. We can do it again.
You invest. You buy insurance. You wear your seatbelt. You do things to ensure your family's future and protection. But why? Just in case? With the current state of affairs, ask yourself, am I ready? Preparation starts at SurvivalGearSource.com. SurvivalGearSource.com has a huge selection of vital products, emergency survival kits, gas masks, MREs, products for pet care, your car, home, office, and school. Protect against pandemics, all natural disasters, and terror attacks that can happen at any time. If you're not prepared, the last place you want to be is standing in a FEMA line. Invest in your future now. Visit SurvivalGearSource.com or call 877-231-1925. That's 877-231-1925. SurvivalGearSource.com. That's SurvivalGearSource.com. 877-231-1925. SurvivalGearSource.com. Prepare for tomorrow now, and for a free gift on your first order, enter coupon code ORACLE at checkout. Don't forget, preparation starts at SurvivalGearSource.com.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Thursday, July the 9th, 2009, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local as we begin our second hour of today's broadcast. Coming to you Monday through Friday here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com, the official home page for the Oracle Broadcasting Network. You can jump on there and find out a lot of very interesting things about the network and the hosts and so on and so forth. Chip in. Go to and visit the store, get your little doggy Oracle doggy t-shirt and do all that interesting stuff. Lots for you to see and to learn on the OracleBroadcasting.com website. I'm visiting again today with Vicki Davis, and in the opening segment of this second hour, Vicki opined that England has a lot to do with some of the grief in Europe. So let's pick it up there, Vicki, for the benefit of the audience, and just continue.
Well, they have a lot to do with the grief in our own country.
Absolutely.
Since the beginning, there have been a contingent of people that have remained loyal to Great Britain, to the Crown, and even the Civil War, you could trace back to our involvement with Great Britain and that contingent being loyal to Great Britain. And their whole idea, their whole concept of free trade, which they benefit from, whereas the rest of, they were first in this game. And the first ones in the game, of course, control the game. Or at least it used to be, but it may be that they've, ultimately outsmarted themselves with the G8, you know, and all of these international organizations. And democracy. because in a democratic system, Great Britain is barely even is a spot on the map, you know, for population.
That's right.
But even the we have people in our country that have been knighted by the Queen, and the only way that you are knighted is if you have done service to the crown. And George Herbert Walker Bush is Sir George Herbert Walker Bush.
Now, who's the guy? Wasn't there somebody recently from the someone from the Federal Reserve Banking Group was recently knighted? Wasn't they? Let's see, who was it? Well, it doesn't come to mind, but there have been many. And if you go back and look at William Jefferson Clinton, you know, Rhodes Scholar, you know, the Rhodes Scholarships that gets you over there, gets you inside of Oxford Christchurch, where you basically can be programmed for 3 to 4 years by the Brits and then come back and do service for the crown over here. So you're right. I mean, this is a very bad relationship that has continued. It has persisted. And the idea of democracy is a troubling thing, because when you come out with the United Nations, and you give the people the impression that they have a voice at the table, they get a chance to become vocal local. When they have a voice at the table, they have the idea that they can assert their own ideas inside of this system. Now, many are beaten down immediately when they try to be individual, but it has caused grief for them. It's not quite as a convenient a mechanism as they designed, and this idea of the International Bank, the World Bank, the Bank for International Settlements, the G8, the G20, all of these things have the opportunity to be destructive to the end that was originally established by the mean.
Well, I mean, you know, think about democracy. There was one talk show host on another broadcast that was talking about the idea of a democracy where everybody would vote on what goes in our water. Well, I don't want everybody in the country to vote on, you know, what goes in our water, because most of the people in this country, of course, have no idea, you know, what would be bad in the water, what would be okay in the water to clean it, and so forth. And so, but if you have a democratic system, then everybody gets a vote, and most people are more easily swayed by propaganda than others. And so they would be voting on things that they don't have the knowledge to vote on.
Yes, Rabbi Yaakov Spivak had a radio broadcast. It was the Torah University Air for a while, and he called it various and sundry other things. He had an international shortwave broadcast over WBCQ, an evening program, and I used to listen and call in and interact with him because I wanted to find out more about the mind of this rabbi, this rabbinical judge. But one of the comments that he made on his broadcast one night was the idea of democracy basically giving to the Bowery bum wild out on Tokay, you know, or some other kind of Mad Dog 2020, the same voting power as a Harvard University professor. Now, we might say that, well, the Harvard University professor may not have the best interests of people in mind. He certainly has the opportunity and the knowledge and the ability to do his homework on various and sundry things. But if the Bowery bum can have the same voting strength as him, then what kind of government is going to come out of that? Our founders knew and understood the difference between a democracy and a republic. When Thomas Paine was writing, he was looking at our government and our continent as he visualized it developing. They knew what the geographic bounds were in those days. They knew that it connected. It would eventually, we would find the way across and connect with the Pacific Ocean. We'd been around to both sides, knew the extent of it mathematically and geographically. But what he was saying was that our government is continental, not provincial. And the whole idea of a democracy, if we were to use the Greek model, implies a city-state, a small area where people have not only the wealth, and they got that wealth through slavery, folks, and the time to be able to go and meet and vote And it was only the nobility, if you will, only the landed people that had the opportunity to interact in that. But and we can see something similar to that here in the colonies with the New England style town meeting. When you're a group of people becoming vocal local in your local voting precinct group, you can use majority rule voting and get somewhere with it. But when you expand it out continentally or nationally, if you will, or hemispherically, that's where democracy falls on its face. And so so much of what the socialist idea of one man, one vote and all of that rot is all about falls flat on its face when you apply it. Yes, it is an egregious and an affront when you have everyone voting on what goes in our food, what goes in our water, how we give away land and so on and so forth. Somewhere in all of this, we have this system of representative government where we select people of knowledge and statesmen or statescraft or whatever to rule, if you will, on these various vote on these various issues. So it's a complicated issue. It's difficult to get it across in just a few moments, but you're absolutely right. There are things about democracy that are just goes against the grain. It's the old thing everybody's heard about it, two wolves and a sheep, you know, voting on who's what's for supper and who's going to pick up the tab. And unfortunately, it's that little sheep that always gets sheared.
Yeah, that's right. And but our government was a representative democracy, I mean a republic, but I'm not sure that it is anymore.
Oh, it certainly is, and we have to pick it up on the other side. We'll continue this discussion of a representative system of government and continue with the EU. We'll be right back.
Hey folks, it's Tony Pax from the Animal Farm Radio Show, and I want to tell you about the company Totally Wicked. Totally Wicked is the leading online worldwide supplier of electronic cigarettes. An electronic cigarette, or e-cigarette, is an alternative to smoked tobacco products such as cigarettes, cigars, or pipes. It is a battery-powered device that provides inhaled doses of nicotine by delivering a vaporized liquid nicotine solution. In addition to nicotine delivery, this vapor also provides a flavor and physical sensation similar to that of inhaled tobacco smoke, even though no tobacco smoke or combustion is actually involved in its operation. Totally Wicked's products not only help a person to regulate their nicotine intake and creates a vapor resembling smoke, but it also looks like a cigarette, thereby helping the user with the psychological and physical habit of holding a regular cigarette. To find out more about the great products that Totally Wicked has to offer, please visit totallywicked-eliquid.com or email them at info@totallywicked-eliquid.com.
How would you like to cook any meal using no electricity or gas and cook your meals off the grid? Well, now you can, thanks to the Survival Oven. The Survival Oven is the most amazing off-grid solar oven that can cook anything that a conventional oven can without the energy bills. By condensing sunlight, the Survival Oven can produce temps up to 350 degrees, cook delicious and nutritious meals, sterilize water, dehydrate food, and so much more, all at zero operating costs. The Survival Oven can be used year-round, even in the coldest sub-zero temperatures, and is a must for emergency preparedness and even everyday use. Visit SurvivalOven.com to get your very own Survival Oven. Order the Survival Oven now, and we'll get you started with two cooking pots and a recipe booklet absolutely free. At less than 10 pounds, you can take Survival Solar Oven with you anywhere. Call 877-642-1553 or go to SurvivalOven.com. That's SurvivalOven.com.
PureBulk.com has more than 120 nutritional products, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts, including advanced life extension nutrition. Find great products like atomic iodine, oil of oregano, spirulina algae, niacin, performance amino acids, herbal extracts, skincare, and heart health nutrition. PureBulk.com products have no fillers, no additives, no hype, and no fancy retail packaging. Just the highest quality bulk nutrition at wholesale pricing. You can also save 50 to 90% off retail nutritional prices when buying bulk wholesale powders and capsules. Shop securely online at purebulk.com or call 406-251-3270. That number again, 406-251-3270. Use the coupon code iodine and receive a 1 gram atomic iodine sample with any order. That's a 150-day RDA supply of atomic iodine absolutely free. Find out more online at purebulk.com.
We've returned once again right here on Become Vocal Local, and as we're going into the break, we started into a slightly different direction, but certainly it supports what where we're coming from on this Lisbon Treaty. This is out of a book that I received last year from the author. His name is Bob Hillman. Bob Hillman. And he wrote this little book. It's called Reinventing Government, Fast Bullets and Culture Changes. It's a very interesting section right here. I'll give it to you. At present, UN officials are concentrating on teaching American children democracy as the first step toward making them enthusiastic supporters of the new order. Continuing, he writes, following directly on the heels of the Edwards revelations, of course you would know what that is, came a second Tribune, that's the, I think the Chicago Tribune, this one, on UN efforts to change what children should be taught in school. In the 1920s, when William Hale Thompson first revealed that children were being indoctrinated in their classrooms on the benefits of globalization, the Tribune said nothing. Now, however, it also began to object to this kind of activity. In the article, United Nations New Order Propaganda to Begin at Cradle, written by Walter Trohan, it is stated, quote, at present, UN officials are concentrating on teaching American children democracy as the first step toward making them enthusiastic supporters of the new order. While the same program of education is to be used in several other countries, it has not been asked for by Russia. And this is because that is where the program came from. So we have to understand that we have indeed and in fact, through education, diet injections and injunctions, been led into understanding and making part of our dialogue this concept of social democracy. But unfortunately, social democracy has gotten us to where we are today. And I think that Germany is finally starting to see the light, and they're standing up. Back to you, Vicki.
Yeah, well, and that's exactly right. And it was the 17th Amendment that changed the balance of power in our government that has enabled this whole agenda of internationalization towards the new world order of a one world governing structure. The 17th Amendment changed the way that senators are elected to the Senate. When the Constitution was originally written, the senators represented the interests of the state, and they were appointed by the state legislators. And if you think about it, the interests of the citizens are more aligned with state interests than they are with national interests.
Yeah, and let's go ahead and add in the other two planks there. Not only were they selected by the state legislatures, but they also served at the pleasure of the state, and so we have to add in to our responsibility. That was the responsibility. Then the state gave them the authority to operate in their name, so to speak. But they retained accountability. If the senators were unaccountable to the state, then they were subject to recall and replacement. And that's a very, very huge change that the 17th Amendment brought in.
Right. Well, and the importance of the Senate is a far more important body than the House in terms of dealing with international agreements. It's the Senate that has to ratify treaties. And the Senate provides equal representation to the states. And so they really ruined the balance of power in our Constitution when they implemented the 17th Amendment. And basically the senators are accountable to nobody. They operate they essentially are the same thing as the House of Representatives.
Actually, you know, it's almost as if a new branch of government was created with that amendment, you know, and so you're absolutely right. There's a completely different distribution of power, balance of power in Congress, where each of the various congressional districts based on population, so on and so forth. But Missouri has but two senators. And so the senators are like, if we were to again remember these ties to England, this is our House of Lords. And then we have the House of Commons, and so the House of Representatives is the House of Commons, and the House of Lords are these senators. And so when we severed the bond between the states, the separate sovereign states, and our House of Lords, our senators, then we opened up a can of worms that takes us right back under the control of the crown, as far as I'm concerned.
Well, yeah, especially with the whole national security state that was created in 1947 to deal with the UN issues. And and I do believe that all of these regional organizations that have been established, I think that they actually exist to implement the international agenda as agreed to by the national security state representation to the United Nations. And that's why they've been able to keep it secret, because these regional organizations are basically hidden from view. They work directly with the state representatives. They have no contact, really, for the most part, with people. So you don't even realize that they're there, but they are in fact a shadow government.
Well, we have the regions that are established by the 13 Federal Reserve banks. Then we've got the 10 FEMA regions. Then all of the states are broken up into the regional councils of government, or COGs in some places. We have these extra constitutional, extra governmental bodies that are directly tied in, standing between we the people at our various levels, whether it's municipal government, whether it's county government, or state government. There's these other layers that are in there that form conduits, become the change agents for the international community to advance and implement its agendas. These are things that are beyond the realm and the scope and the mind of our founders. And these are parts of the problem, parts of the disease, the super social disease, that we're going to need to address in the very near future if we hope to get out of this box canyon.
Right. Well, and what they serve to do is to erode power from your elected representative government.
They blur boundaries.
Because these regional organizations, they're funded and organized by the federal government for the purpose of implementing, you know, whatever the agenda is. I believe it's the international agenda. But they erode the power of your elected government. And it's a hidden erosion. You don't even know that it's happening.
We read last week on Monday a list of the various and sundry corporate sponsors to all of the congressmen, how much some of them had received from various corporations, and so we can see who the real piper is that's calling the tune. And you're absolutely right. When we look at these regional governments and across the world too, breaking up the world into so many regions, It transcends national sovereignty. It transcends national boundaries. It opens up a conduit between the international community, which, you know, folks, as we get further and further into this thing, it's fewer and fewer people and families and corporations, these never-ending, never-dying, omniscient, omnipotent entities, these legal creations. There's fewer and fewer and fewer of them as the banks, you know, carnivore upon themselves. They're centralizing all of the power in fewer and fewer hands, and the options for our own expression and life on this planet are being diminished on a regular basis. So you're right in that, Vicki. The regional councils and regional governments are an absolutely pernicious disease inside the system. Folks, we'll be right back after this break with our special guest, Vicki Chavin.
You are now listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.
Of the 3 million-plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from HempUSA.org.
Are you one of the people who think, I have plenty of time, nothing's ever going to happen bad to me? Do you believe that when your cupboards are bare, our corporate-controlled government will jump right in to feed you and yours? Do you have at least a year's supply of food for your family? This is Kurt, the armchair survivalist, heard on this network. Survival Enterprises sells real food, canned for long-term storage. Beef, chicken, turkey, bacon, butter, cheese, eggs, freeze-dried fruits and vegetables, Mountain House freeze-dried meals, MREs, a full nutritional line, the British Birkfeld water filter, and more. If you want to prepare now, go to beforeitstoolate.us. That's beforeitstoolate.us. Or call 1-800-753-1981. That's 1-800-753-1981. Or you can put your head in the sand and be just another sheeple in the corporate-controlled flock. But remember, those who don't learn from history are bound to repeat it.
In this two-disc DVD, Obama, Cloning, and the Coming Space War, Freeman takes you on a roller coaster ride of ancient technology and conspiracy, outlining the Obama administration's movement towards a military space program. Freeman will challenge your very sight as he postulates the theory that our first family may be clones of ancient pharaohs. Explore revelations of Lucifer, occult rituals hidden as political speech, and the acceleration of the weaponization of space for the coming world war. Who is this man we call the president? Will he cause a constitutional crisis? What's hidden within his name and his statements? Is Obama the Antichrist predicted by Nostradamus? Or are things much stranger than they appear? Obama, Cloning, and the Coming Space War. This video will leave you staggered as to how all these possibilities could come true in one moment of time. Be ahead of the curve. Freeman makes projections that could alter the course of history. Get Obama, Cloning, and the Coming Space War now at FreemanTV.com. That's FreemanTV.com.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And we've returned once again, and you know, we've learned from our leadership, especially Hillary, rotten to the core, Clinton, that we never want to waste a good crisis. So here we have this kind of a crisis going on over in Germany and in the European Union as they are changing the language and inserting this yes but clause to the Lisbon Treaty. But this, odd bedfellows, sometimes this comes off of the World Socialist website published by the International Committee on the Fourth International. You can see we might have an unusual partner here in blocking the international goal there in the European Union. But this is just from the depths of this article. It says national borders have long since become an obstacle to the development of the productive forces. The unification of Europe is urgently necessary, but as long as the productive forces remain in private ownership and oriented to increasing the wealth of a tiny few, unification in the interest of the European people is impossible. The struggle for profits and markets inevitably encourages national antagonisms that develop into crises and war. And it continues and it says, this is confirmed by the Lisbon Treaty, which further removes the constraints to the activities of the continent's most powerful financial and economic interests, deepens the social divide in Europe, seals the borders against immigration, and builds up the police and surveillance. And it continues, the struggle against this treaty can only be conducted on a socialist basis. It requires the unification of the European working class. The fight for democracy is inseparably bound up with the struggle against social inequality. The aim of such a struggle is not the defense of national sovereignty, but rather the building up of the United Socialist States of Europe. So there's people on both sides of this issue that are advancing their benefits to gain and losses to avoid. And so, nevertheless, we're embroiled in something that is important, that is happening this week in Germany and in the EU, that is translating perhaps over into the failing marketplace of ideas and finance that we find ourselves in today. But Vicki, we've got a nice long segment here. Let's continue with some of the material that you've brought to the table. I've been jumping in far too often.
No, not at all. What I wanted to say is that the EU really is a regional governance structure. So, you know, when you're thinking about the European Union, the North American Union, those are all regional governance structures. And as far as having the socialists as allies, that scares me too. I mean, but I understand why they're jumping in. It's because the system as it's set up, using corporations and business to do the economic integration for the purposes of creating a regional governance structure, has concentrated all the wealth and power into the hands of the few at the top.
Well, this is why I brought that out, Vicki, and you're right. Because, and here I am jumping in again, but you're absolutely right. You know, for those of us who've actually taken the time and read Marx and Engels' Das Kapital and read the Communist Manifesto and read Revolution and Counter-Revolution and so much of the other writing of the earlier socialists, if we can understand the mind of Leo Tolstoy and Mikhail Bakunin, we understand that these panaceas are offered to the people to get the public buy-in or the support of the masses to advance the very agendas that are being perpetrated or brought down from above by these moneyed interests. And so the people are out there in the streets and they got their pitchforks and their torches, but they're just moving us on towards the ultimate end.
Thesis right. And well, and the fallacy of that is that the communist governing structure consists of Soviets, which are committees, supposedly committees of the people, but who sets up the committees and who runs the committees, which you can call NGOs, non-governmental organizations? Well, it's the moneyed interests, and
it's so much of it is by appointment, unelected boards and councils, the Soviets.
Exactly, and so the councils, the unelected councils that are supposed to represent the peasants. Are actually serve the agenda of the wealthy elite in forwarding their drive for full spectrum domination of the entire world.
Exactly.
And that's really what the whole UN system is about. The UN is it's a legal fiction. There is no place. It has no territory. It's just an association. And the way that they work, the way that they impose their will on people is through the non-governmental organizations.
Well, remember with the establishment of the North American community, the North American Union, Jorge Bush went down and met with the folks down in Mexico, and they talked about establishing security, but it was security of the boundaries outside of the sovereign states, but it was the exterior boundary alone that they would put up their wall of security on. And so there was nothing between the United States and Mexico along the southern border. There's nothing between Canada and the United States on our northern border. It was this perimeter boundary all the way around the outside. And we see that in the European Union as well, on the various maps that I've looked at, where you can see the outer bounds of this European Union, and they're always trying to add satellites in there. But the states lose their identity within that system. They federalized, if you will, the World Federalist Council or the International Democratic Union, any of the various and sundry other associations. But this idea is that the idea of boundaries goes away, and then it's the outer bounds that become this trading block.
Yeah, and that was the idea of the European Union. But you cannot maintain sovereignty in a system that is regional. And that's the dilemma that the German court faced and said, you know, basically, the way I see it, they called a halt to the European Union because it is a fraud from the standpoint of telling the people that you can maintain sovereignty and still have a regional governing structure. You can't do it.
Well, this is the fraud that was perpetrated on us by the Federalists, you know, and so many of them were Tory instead of the Whigs. You know, we had the period or the time of good feelings with Thomas Jefferson, but the Federalists, when they came in and set this system up of the United States, they basically created a government over the governments and did basically what the EU has tried to do. They federalized Europe.
Mm-hmm.
Over sovereignty, and the sovereignty issue is an interesting study in itself, folks. In that, if we can start from the philosophy of individualism and understand that, and then look at the attack against individualism as opposed to collectivism, now we start to get into the real meat of this meat and potatoes of this argument. Each of the individual nation states. Those are those pesky individuals who believe in sovereignty and identity and cultures and tongues and tribes and creeds and religion and background and education and so on and so forth. But in the new paradigm of the global collectivism system, the global plantation, all of that individualism stands between where they are today and where they need to be in the future. They've got to get rid of this because there's a new system coming on us and at us that's not going to be able to accommodate individuals. It'll all just be the collective.
Yeah. Well, and some of us don't work very well within the collective. And it, you know, doesn't matter whether it's within the family collective or within the, you know, the city or the state collective. Some of us are individuals and we think as individuals and don't work very well by committee.
Well, I think really, you know, Vicki, even if we were to go back and visit with the natural law and the idea of that, our Creator created within us this divine discontent with the way things are, that by the time we're about, hopefully, somewhere between, you know, puberty and 15, 18, somewhere in that vicinity, the individual is intended to rebel, if you will, against their parent immediate. And that's the only thing that really gets the children out of the nest. The children, you know, get this idea that they've got their own mind, they've got their own game plan, they want to start to get it on with their life, they're tired of this controlling force from above, they're tired of the collective of the family, so to speak, they're ready to become individuals, and I think just about everyone experiences this in their life somewhere along the line, and if we can think of it that way, then we can understand what an affront it is on our natural law right as people. When we start thinking about things like collective and collectivism and a global superstate. Folks, we'll be right back on the other side. Stay with us.
Loan modifications don't work. At least not without some leverage from a forensic audit by mortgage fraud examiners. Have your payments skyrocketed under an adjustable rate mortgage? Have you been laid off or had your hours cut? Are balloon payments coming due? Congress and the White House are pinning their hopes on homeowners renegotiating their mortgages to stop the housing crisis. Trouble is, the banks are saying no 80% of the time. That's where Mortgage Fraud Examiners comes in. They perform forensic loan audits and appraisals to find legal deficits in your mortgage. They estimate that up to 85% of all mortgages have legal problems. Banks and lenders suddenly start cooperating if faced with a lawsuit for violating lending laws or appraisal fraud. you could gain some powerful ammunition to use for mortgage fraud examiners. Get more information at www.mortgagefraudexaminers.com or call 800-540-EXAM. That's 800-540-3926.
Aerial spray, chemtrails, the modified atmosphere, heavy metals and pesticides, carcinogens and chemical fibers all falling from the sky. You have a choice to keep your body clean. Detoxify with microplant powder from hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. It's odorless and tasteless and used in any liquid or food. Protect your family now with microplant powder. Cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, and toxins. Order it now for daily intake and stock it now for long-term storage. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Hey folks, I've got a question for you. Do you force yourself out of bed each morning and drag throughout the day? Do you grab for that sugar pick-me-up only to later crash and feel even more tired? Well, I've got the solution for you. Put a zip in your day and zap your appetite. Reclaim your get-up-and-go with Zip and Zap. Let me tell you what you'll notice in immediate benefits. It ramps up your workouts. Well, if you work out. Turns off your hunger, elevates your mood, helps you to resist fattening foods, and gives you a smooth flow of energy with no crash. The testimonials? Colin in Illinois lost 30 pounds in 8 weeks, didn't work out. Susie in Missouri, 10 pounds in 20 days, she didn't work out. Anna in California did work out and went from a size 14 to a size 4 in 90 days. If you want results like this, working out or not, order Zip and Zap now and also ask about Lametco International's first line of defense products. Tell them Michael Herzog sent you. Call 1-800-933-2565. That's 1-800-933-2565.
And we have returned once again. We're talking about the Lisbon Treaty and Germany's Constitutional Court issuing a nationalist ruling on European Union and so much more. Let's just go right back to Vicky. Let's pick it up there, Vicky. This is the last segment of today's broadcast, and let's kind of try and bring some of these threads together for the audience.
Okay. All right. Well, on the issue of the collectivist mindset and how collectivism is being implemented, that's the what's being implemented in our schools is rather than teaching people about the U.S. Constitution, the dignity of the individual and the autonomy, the sovereignty of the individual, they are teaching children collectivism and to have the collectivist mindset. And and that's being done through the regional education associations that filter this agenda through to our schools. So, in summary, you know, when you understand the whole structure of the international system, you can see why that Lisbon Treaty decision by the German court is so very important. And I was amazed that when I was doing research, I only found one article in a United States paper or publication, and that was Forbes. There was one little tiny article in Forbes. And
You did better than me. I wasn't able to find anything. Of course, I'm not much of a news hound, but I was struck by the very same thing. There was no mention of it any place in any of the places that I go to get U.S. news.
Yeah, well, and they put a positive spin on it. You know, they rather than focusing on the real decision was that it violates the democratic principles of one man, one vote, and therefore it's contrary, you know, the whole structure is illegitimate. They focus on the fact that, oh, yeah, the German court says that, yeah, we can participate in the treaty. All they have to do is change one little thing in German law. And that's really not true.
It's an understatement beyond belief, yeah.
Yeah, and it's putting the focus on the wrong side if you were telling a truthful story rather than just trying to put a positive spin on it for propaganda purposes.
You know, there's a legal maxim that's out there. It's been around a long time, but it's suppressio viri. Suppressio viri. And it's basically the suppression of truth. But for ages and ages, the suppression of truth has constituted fraud. So we can see the fraud even in our own media system.
Oh, completely. Yeah, they lie by omission. By which parts of the story they choose to highlight, if they even tell the story at all. And so, yeah, we have American Pravda is what I call it. Our media is controlled. They've consolidated so much so that there's really only about five corporations, and it might be three now, that control just about everything you see, hear, and read. And so the only place that you can get truth and is from people like you and me on the alternate radio, on the alternate media system.
Well, I've got an article here from the American Free Press put out a long time ago in a little a handbill, a mini, that you can pass out to folks. But they say they call it the media is the enemy. And then they list the cast of characters, Rockefeller, Bronfman, Murdoch, Redstone, Rothschild, and Newhouse as being the principals that are controlling the media system. And how can it possibly work that way in a representative system of government, my friends? I can tell you that it doesn't. You can go back and look at Francois Guizot in his history of representative government in Europe, and there were three criteria that absolutely have to exist in order to have a representative system of government. One is a clearly defined separation of powers, and we've seen how that's been blown apart here in this country with the creation of the administrative branch of government under the Secretary of State and the universal suffrage that elects our state senators. We don't have a clearly defined separation of power. Number two, we have to have a vote. We have to be able to vote, and through the Help America Vote Act of 2001, where we came in with the electronic voting devices, that then becomes part of the media. That then becomes a controlled issue. We lose that plank. And number three is publicity. So if we can't have publicity, and in other words, we can't have an open, honest debate, and if we have these hate crimes legislation come in where I'm going to have to put a bridle on my tongue every morning to keep from going to the Gulag Archipelago, we lose all three planks of what are necessary to maintain a representative system of government. We go into global social democracy.
Yeah. Well, you know, what we get out of our media is 2 days' worth of Michael Jackson while the Congress is voting on the cap and trade bill that probably is one of the most important pieces of legislation to go through the Congress since the NAFTA. And how can they do that? It's not because they're stupid. It's not because the media people are stupid. It's because they select stories for a political purpose. And the political purpose was to distract people and to, you know, focus all the attention over here on this totally zero news story, while they should have been discussing everything about this cap and trade bill.
Well, the European Union put a media block on the on this Lisbon Treaty until it was ratified for the same reasons that the American media are putting a block on this H.R. 2454, the Clean Energy and Security Act of 2009, and there's a tremendous similarity between these two pieces of legislation, if you will. The Lisbon Treaty, as we started this broadcast out, is a compendium of amendments to other treaties that exist, it makes it almost unintelligible for a person to read. And from my study so far of this H.R. 2454, this is a compendium of amendments to hundreds and hundreds of other sections of, if not thousands, of other sections of legislation to create the false background or backstory for climate change and establishing this carbon credit programming. But there's so much more to it that none of the EU people were allowed to have had the opportunity to read these treaties and the Lisbon Treaty, just as none of our Congress whores read this 2454 before voting on it. They just simply cannot read something like this because it would take years of study to be able to do it, and it certainly was not a bill written by Waxman.
Right. Oh, no, I'm sure that because it goes along with the global agenda out of the UN, you know, the Earth Charter, Kyoto Protocol, all of that nonsense, I'd bet that it was written by somebody in the State Department.
And not just one, but a whole bunch, you know, a herd of people working on this thing overtime.
Oh, yeah, a herd of people, and everybody's got to get their little pork piece in there. And they do this intentionally, you know, these huge bills that you can't possibly read. And there really is no reason for it. There's no reason for doing it other than to make it impossible to follow along with what the government is doing. They don't want people to know what they're doing because they are not acting in the best interest of the people of the United States.
Yes, well, publicity in the old days, you know, back at the time that Guizot was writing, you know, we always think that, you know, we've always had televisions, we've always had telephones and things like that, we've always had automobiles, but the idea was is that someone would clamber onto a horse and ride from town to town. They come into the town, the herald or the town crier cries out that we have an emissary here from the Kang, and then they sit on their horse in the town square and they read this piece of legislation. Well, can you imagine trying to come in on a horse with the, you know, this kind of a bill? I don't know whether it's 900, 1200, or how many pages this thing is, and have somebody sitting up there on the horse trying to read 900 pages? Impossible. We used to have a process where all of the bills that were presented had to be read three times on the floor. They got around that by coming down to a bill summary. Now they only just announce the bill title. You know, so
yeah, well,
go ahead.
Yeah, the members can't even read it. I mean, it's bad. The public can't read it, but even the members can't read it. And I'm not sure that really matters because they're all bought and paid for anyway, you know, so.
Well, it does matter in that it denies us of the system of government that we have. And unfortunately, Vicki, not only are we running out of time, once again, folks, Vicki's website is channelingreality.com. That's channelingreality.com. When you visit there, you might look for the article, The Biggest Lie, and read up on that. But what it really does, Vicki, is it destroys out of the heart and the mind and the spirit of the people that we actually have government and that government can work. And so everybody is looking at the government saying, oh, God, it's the government, and the government is here to serve us. Right. I don't think so. Folks, we're all out of time. We'll be back again tomorrow. Thank you so very much, Vicki. We'll see you again next week. All right. Bye-bye, folks. Have a good day.
Taking it back, one precinct, one county, one state at a time. You've been listening to Become Vocal Local.
Amazon.com has become a leader in online retail. It is a place where people can find and discover virtually anything they want to buy. Amazon offers thousands of products, including
books, movies, and music,
full range of electronics,
computer and office,
sports and outdoors,
dry storable and organic foods,
health and wellness,
survival and tactical gear,
home and garden, and much more.
Amazon not only offers over 10,000 online products, but also operates retail websites and offers programs that enable you to sell your products online.
By making your purchases through Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com, a portion of each purchase goes to the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Find great prices on hard-to-find items and help support Oracle Broadcasting at the same time. That website again is Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com.
Now on DVD, my newest documentary film, The Secret Rite, Volume 1. I'm Josh Reeves, and for the almost 2 years, I have researched the secretive right-wing group known as the Council for National Policy. This film explores for the first time the hidden hand that controls the religious and military aims of the American right wing, with such topics as Iran-Contra, the John Birch Society, eugenics, the Vatican controllers, Christian Zionists, the Bohemian Grove, the Patriot Movement, and more. More powerful than the Council on Foreign Relations, more secretive than the Bilderberg Group, The Secret Rite Volume 1 goes where no other film has dared to go. Get your copy today at SecretRightMovie.com. That's www.SecretRightMovie.com. And find out what you haven't been told about the New World Order.
You are now listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.